Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord just gave me a word yesterday. I had a couple things on my heart. And we had a good prayer time Friday night, those who were here. And the Lord was kind of speaking some things. But I just love the Lord, how He's right on time. He's so faithful. And He just dropped something in my spirit, and I knew it was for today. And again, I was blessed this morning because the songs, the songs that we sang really confirmed the word again. And that's a blessing when I see that happen. I know that we're on the same page. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that. So let's pray as we get ready to receive the word today. Father, we just thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your goodness to us, O God. Lord, I just pray that You would speak to us loud and clear today. You would encourage us by the word of the Lord. I just pray, Lord, we would have ears to hear what the Spirit would say to our church today, God. Bless everything that is said and done here today, Lord. Let it bring honor and glory to Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said, Amen. My title is My Expectation, My Hope. I'm going to say that again to you today. My expectation, my hope. Amen? We had a song we were singing at the end about the hope that we have today. And I want to ask you today, as we start in this word, what is that for you today? Okay? When we talk about your expectation and your hope, what is that today for you? What are you expecting from the Lord? Amen? What is your hope today? What are you working for? Or what are you working toward today? Amen? I want you to think a little bit with me today. What do you want from God? Praise the Lord. Some real open-ended questions here. Amen? What do you want from God? What do you want to accomplish for God? Amen. Okay, that's good. Amen. What is pulling you for the future? Okay. What is pulling you right now when we're talking about expectation and hope? Let me put it a little bit different. What is your desire today? Praise God. What is your goal today? Amen. What is your vision today? Praise God. I've entitled this, My Expectation, My Hope. Because every one of us today, I believe, has an expectation. And I want to kind of stir that up today. I want you to really think about what that is today in your life. What is your expectation? What is your hope today? What are you looking for in your life with the Lord? Why don't we look at Paul? Paul had an expectation today. Amen? He had a hope today. So let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. Brought my Amplified Bible with me today. Soon, we'll be able to see those scriptures on the screen, which will be really neat. Praise God. But in Philippians chapter 1, we read about Paul's expectation and what his hope was. And I believe you'll really be blessed here today as we read it. In Philippians 1, we're going to read verse 20 and 21. It says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Praise God. Two powerful scriptures penned by the Apostle Paul. Let me read you the scriptures from the Amplified Bible. In verse 20 it says, "This is in keeping with my own eager desire and persistent expectation and hope that I shall not disgrace myself nor be put to shame in anything, but that with the utmost freedom of speech and unfailing courage, now as always heretofore, Christ the Messiah will be magnified and get glory and praise in this body of mine and be boldly exalted in my person, whether through or by life or through or by death. For me to live is Christ, his life in me, and to die is gain, the gain of the glory of eternity." Amen. Praise God. I believe Paul had the right expectation today, the right hope today that all of us should have. And it doesn't mean that this is our only expectation or our only hope, but Paul pens it in such a way that it really should strike our hearts today. He says, "This is my earnest expectation, and this is my hope." And then he begins to tell the church at Philippi that what he desires is that Jesus Christ would be magnified in his body. Amen? And he really amplifies that and says, you know what? If it's while I'm alive and living, I want Jesus to be magnified in my body, or even in my death, let that bring glory and honor to Jesus. Amen? Because he says, you know what? For me to live is now Christ. Amen? But for me to die is gain. Praise God. As we have heard about Rose's grandma, she is now gained. Amen? She has now been elevated to another place, which we know is heaven. She has been promoted, praise God, which one day we all look forward to ourselves. But Paul said, you know what? My earnest desire, hallelujah, is that Christ would be magnified in my body, either through my life or through my death. Because for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. Today, how many know it's all about Jesus? Amen? Our life is about Christ now. And he's supreme, okay? When he makes the statement, for me to live is Christ, that means why I live now is for the cause of Christ. Amen? I mean, that's what he was saying. That's my expectation, and that is my hope. I mean, why I am on this earth now is to live for Jesus. He is my reason to live. Amen. He's my purpose. He's my expectation. He's my hope today. Amen. But we see here some really interesting things here that we need to really look at for our own lives. He says that in verse 20, this is my earnest expectation, and this is my hope. And today, it has to not only be Paul's, but it has to be yours today too. Amen? Maybe you have some other things that are your expectation, and that's why you can say they're mine. Okay? But all of us in the room here today, we may not be many of us here today, but those of us who are here, we must be able to put my to that. Okay? We have to take ownership for that also. It needs to be not only Paul's expectation here, but it needs to be mine, Pastor Rich's. Amen? It needs to be Carmela's expectation today. Amen? It needs to be Adrian's today. Amen? My expectation. This is my hope. You know what? You can't go by what I expect or what I hope. You have to have that today. Amen? It has to be inside of you. You have to have an expectation today. Otherwise, you know what? You probably wouldn't have came if you didn't expect God to do something today. Amen? I mean, we could all just say, oh, let's stay home. The weather's bad. It's very sloppy out there. I'd rather just be home and stay home. No, we have an expectation when we come to church. Amen? We have a desire when we come to church. We believe God is going to minister to us and speak to us, and things are going to happen. That is, should be our expectation every time we come in the house of the Lord. Amen? So Paul says, this is my earnest expectation. It's real today. It's earnest, meaning it's genuine today. Okay? It's what is in my heart. Praise God. And it's my desire. When he says, this is my expectation. This is what I expect, Lord. This is what I desire, Lord. And it's not only that, but it must be an expectation and hope that is persistent. Amen. Meaning, you know what? I don't have it on Monday, and then on Tuesday I lose it. Amen. It's persistent. It's ongoing. My expectation, it drives me today. Amen. My hope, it really drives me to go to the next place in the Lord, to the next level. It's because I have this persistence in my heart. This is my desire, Paul is saying. It's really real. It's genuine. It's earnest. It's from my heart. Amen. Can we say that today, right? It has to be from the heart. Amen. And it has to be something that we really want. When you have an expectation, that means you really desire something. Praise God. You really want something. Amen. Maybe you want a promotion on your job today. Amen. Maybe you want a new car this year. Praise God. No amens to that. Ooh, okay. I'll receive that. Amen. Praise God. We got a newer car, but, you know, I wouldn't mind having another one for me, for work. That's our church car, basically. But what do you expect today? You know, what do you desire today? What is really an earnest expectation that you have today? What is your hope today? This is what we're talking about. It's got to be your own, and you have to be eager towards it today. Okay? It must really, really be inside of you. You must really want it bad enough, or you'll do whatever it takes. Amen? Sometimes we have goals on our jobs to make so much money, you know, and for that to happen, you must work toward that. Amen? Maybe you have a goal to make $100,000, okay? That's been one of my goals. I haven't got there yet, but before I leave my job, I want to believe God that I can get there. Amen? Well, that's something I must eagerly desire and then work towards it. It's not just going to happen out of the clear blue today. Amen? Your desires and your expectations, they will drive you. And they must really, you must be eager to see them come to pass. And you must be persistent in them. They must continue to drive you today. Amen. This is what Paul was saying here. This is my earnest expectation and my hope. This is what he's saying to the Lord, is this is what I expect of myself. Amen. This is what I hope in myself, Lord, that I would represent you and do it well. Amen. That you would be glorified in me. Praise God. That I would be a representative of the cross. Amen. And you can see where Paul is at in his life. There's some key points that I wanted you to look at. In verse 20, he says here that in nothing I shall be ashamed. And he says, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. What that tells me, number one, is he's ready either to live for Christ or to die if it's time. Okay? He has a readiness both for life or for death, meaning going on to the next place. And you know what? We need to be that way too. We need to have a readiness for whatever God has for us today. Amen? If he wants us to live 100 years, we're ready. Amen? But if he calls us home, well, we must be ready for that too today. Amen? You must have a readiness for life or for death. And that's what Paul was saying here, number one. I'm ready, Lord, for whatever you have for me. And not everybody is like that way today. You know, many people are not ready for death. Many people are afraid of death today because they don't know what the future holds. But that shouldn't be us today. Amen? We know what the future holds. We know what heaven's all about. We know what hell's all about. But many people, it's a question mark in their minds. And because of that, they're not ready for what the future holds. But Paul was. And we, as the church, should be the same way. Ready to live for God all the days of our life. And also be ready for that day when He calls us home. Whenever it will be. Amen. Another thing I see here as we look at this first scripture, he says, I'm not ashamed of Jesus, but I'm bold about Him. Amen? That's what he says. He says, Lord, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Amen? The Bible tells us that if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Jesus quoted that to the disciples. And today we can't be that way. We can't be ashamed of Jesus. Amen? We can't be ashamed of the gospel. We can't be ashamed of the word of God because it's our life today. But even beyond that, not only not being ashamed, he says that with all boldness, he may live this life for Christ. So because of his expectation today, and because of the hope that he had, Paul, he says, not only am I not going to be ashamed, but I'm going to be bold about Jesus. Amen? I'm going to let people know that I'm one of his. Amen? How many know that the devil and all those people who follow him, they're pretty bold about their life? Amen? I mean, people are pretty bold about the way they live and how they want to live their life and what they think is right and wrong and this and that and so forth. So Satan is bold in his kingdom. How much more should we be in the kingdom of God? Amen? So we must have that in our hearts. And as we allow this expectation and this hope to really rise up in us, you know what? We will not also be ashamed of Jesus, but be bold for Him. Okay? Another thing that we see here is that he says, part of his expectation and hope is that the Lord would be magnified in his body. What that says to me and you today is that the Lord Jesus would be honored in our body. Amen? The Lord Jesus would be honored in the life that we live today. How many know that's important today? Jesus is not living on this earth like he was over 2,000 years ago. But me and you are. Amen? We are living epistles of Jesus. So if we want people to see Jesus on the earth today, they're going to see Jesus in us. Amen? Nobody else but us. Jesus works through vessels like me and you today. And he wants us to be vessels of honor. So Paul was saying, you know what? I want you, Lord, to be honored in the life that I live today. Amen. And you know what? That should be our heartbeat also. So if that's the case today, well, that means everything we do, we always are aware of today. Everything that we say, we must be careful what we say because we want Jesus magnified in what we do and what we say. Should have got an amen there. Praise God. And I don't have to take my bell out, do I now? Praise God. Rose already used it today, so I want to be able to just save it for next time, right? Amen. So Paul said, you know what, Lord? I want you honored in my body. Well, we should feel the same way today. And he said that he wanted him honored, and he also said that, you know what? Jesus, I want you honored in my body, meaning also that, you know what? Paul recognized that Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, dwelled in him. Amen? How many know Jesus and His Spirit, He dwells in us today? Amen? We must know that the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of us. Amen? From the day we got saved, the day we got born again of the Spirit of God, Now Jesus, His Spirit, dwells inside of us. So Paul here was saying, you know what? I not only want you to be honored, Lord, but I know I want you to be honored because you live in me today. You dwell inside of me. So if I'm your vessel, Lord, if I'm a place that you can live inside, well, I must make sure that I'm bringing honor and glory to you and to your kingdom. This was Paul's expectation. You know, Paul was an awesome man of God. You know, a very intelligent man, a very smart man who had a lot of authority and power as a priest before he got saved. But God brought him down to such a one who everything else didn't matter. You know, everything was focused on the Lord and the life that he lived for God. And that's why in this verse that we look at in Philippians, we see really what he desired from his heart for the Lord, what his earnest expectation was, what his hope was as we break down this verse. One other thing I want you to see here is that whether in his life, while he was alive or by death, we see here that Paul didn't matter to him if he had to have sacrifice in his life. That he would walk in self-sacrifice. How many know sometimes as Christians we must sacrifice things? Amen? We must have that spirit of self-sacrifice. It's not about me always and about you, but it's about the Lord. Amen? About what He wants in our lives. And sometimes we must put our flesh down. We must walk in that self-sacrifice. And that's what Paul was saying also in this verse. You know what? I'm not afraid to walk in that type of a spirit, to have that type of humility that it's about the kingdom and not about my kingdom or my life today. That if I need to sometimes deprive myself of something for the cause of Christ, that's okay today. That's part of walking in this expectation that Paul had, this hope that he had. I want to read you a scripture that goes with this, and you can write this down in Acts 21, verse 13b, the second half of that verse. Listen to what Paul said when we talk about self-sacrifice here for a moment. He says, "For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Wow. I mean, that's where Paul the apostle was. Not only was he willing to be a sacrifice for the Lord and walk in self-sacrifice, but he said, you know what? Not only am I willing and ready to be bound, meaning if I have to go to prison for you, Lord, I'm ready, but he says, I'm also ready to die at Jerusalem for my Lord Jesus. And I emphasize here, he said, my Lord Jesus. Amen. Is he our Lord today? Amen? Now, he needs to be individually our Lord, okay? And when we have that type of relationship, like Paul did, you know what? It didn't matter if he was living or was going to have to be bound in prison, which he did live in a prison for a long time and then eventually die. It didn't matter to Paul because his expectation, his hope was in the Lord. Amen. Like ours needs to be today. Hallelujah. Where do we get our expectations, or where do you get your hope today from? Well, I want us to turn to another couple scriptures in Psalm 62. Would you turn there with me? Psalm 62. We say, where do I get my expectation or expectations, plural today, or where do I get my hope from? Well, this is, of course, David here in Psalm 62. We're going to read verses 5 through 8. He says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." Ooh, David had the same expectation we see here from Paul. He says, "My expectation is is from Him. Who? From the Lord today. Amen. I pray that's where we get our expectation from also today. But look at what he continues to say in verse 6. He says, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Amen. How many know today that we need to have a rock today? Praise God. We need to have someone who is our rock, who is our fortress, our salvation here, he says, our defense, you know, our foundation. Jesus must be that rock today. Amen. And David said, you know what? Jesus only. And again, I emphasize, he says here, he says, only is he my rock. We can't have other things be our rock here today also, because those other things will dissolve one day and fall apart. But Jesus and the foundation that we have in Jesus, you know what? It's like a rock today. Amen. We can read that parable in Matthew 7, I believe it is, about the man who had the house on the rock, right? The foundation was on the rock. And then we also hear about the man whose foundation was on the sand. And when tribulations came and the winds blew and the rains came, you know whose house was able to stand? It was one that was on the rock. Amen. Not on the sand. You know what? If we have any other foundation today, or we look to anybody or any group of people or anything else besides God as our rock, you know what? Our foundation will fall and crumble one day. Amen. But if Jesus is our rock, like he says here, you know what? We will be strong and we will not be moved. Amen. That's encouraging today. He says, I will not be moved. Why? Because Jesus was his rock. Amen. So today, if Jesus is our rock, you know what? We have salvation. We have a defense from the Lord. And you know what? You shall not be moved. The saints will not be movable today. Amen. That's a blessing today. That talks to me and you about stability today that we have in the Lord. Look at what else he says here. In verse 7, he says, In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. He reiterates it more that, you know what? All that I need, my salvation, the glory that I want is all in the Lord. He's, again, my rock. The rock of my strength. The song we were singing, the last song today, talked about how he's our source of strength. Amen. He's our source of hope. Praise God. That's what David is saying here. Lord, you are my rock of strength. You are my refuge. This is in God today. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 8, we sang this too. It says, trust in him at all times. Hallelujah. David's encouraging us today. Trust in him. Trust in who? The Lord. At all times, ye people. He says, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Amen. So we must be able to trust in the Lord at all times. Amen. In the good times and in the bad times as well. Amen. I mean, when things are good, we don't sometimes even think about the Lord because things are going well. But in the bad times, you know what? When our faith is being tried and tested, we must be able to trust in Him. Amen. When things are happening that we don't understand, we must be able to say, yes, Lord, I will trust in you at all times. Amen. That is so important in our walks today, church, with the Lord, because that trust, you know, that means that you depend on the Lord. You look to the Lord as your refuge today. Amen. And when you trust Him, you're going to be able to pour out your heart before Him. David was encouraging us here. Trust the Lord at all times. Don't hold back today. Amen. Pour your heart out before Him. Every bit of you, every part of you. Sometimes we hesitate and we hold back as His people. It's like we want something not to come out, but God encourages us to pour out everything before Him, not to hold anything back, because that's when the blessing of the Lord will come. He'll meet us where we are. He is our refuge today, church. Amen. So we must trust Him. Praise the Lord. We must look to Him today at all times. we're encouraged here today. What is our expectation today? What is our hope? Let's read a couple more scriptures on this thought. Go with me to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. You're not far from that. Next book over. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Proverbs 23, verse 18, let's read that. It says, "For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." That's encouraging today. Amen. Some of you are probably saying, "Lord, when is this thing going to end?" Amen. Maybe you're going through something very difficult and you're asking, "Lord, when will this thing end?" Well, the Lord encourages us in verse 18, surely there will be an end. Amen. Of something you're going through that maybe is hard and difficult, there's light at the end of the tunnel today. Can I get an amen? Praise God. You must believe God though for that. You must be able to trust Him for that and know that He says, surely there is an end. And you know what? Your expectation is what He says here. Thine expectation shall not be cut off. Amen. He's encouraging us today. Whatever you're expecting God for today, whatever you're looking to God for today, the Lord is saying, you know what? It will come. Just don't lose hope. Amen. Don't faint today. Amen. Don't give up, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look to me, because you know what? What you are expecting, it won't be cut off, He says. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's encouraging today. Praise God. In the Amplified Bible, I like the way it says it here. It says that there will surely be an end. Okay? And then He goes on to say, He says, there is a latter end, a future, and a reward. Amen? How many know we have a future here? Praise God. Amen? We have a latter end. And you know what? If we're patient and we hold on, God says a reward is coming for us. Amen? But you got to be patient. Praise God. Amen? We must work towards that expectation. We must put our hands to the plow today towards that expectation, okay? He says, surely there will be an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Your expectation, your hope today, amen, shall not be cut off. Amen. You must believe that with all your heart. You must trust God with that today. Praise the Lord. Another scripture to go with that in the next chapter over in Proverbs 24. We see it in a couple verses in verse 13 and 14 of Proverbs 24. Let's read that. It says, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste." Verse 14, "So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, there shall be a reward." And now look what he says, "And thy expectation shall not be cut off." Amen. He says it again to us, okay? But he encourages us in these verses here that we eat honey and that we eat the Word of God. Amen. We need to eat this Word. Praise God. When we eat this Word, he says we're going to receive knowledge and wisdom unto our soul. And you know what? We will be rewarded, he tells us here. And what we are expecting from God, it won't be cut off, but it'll come forth. Amen. It will come forth. Praise God. I can encourage you, church. The Lord, when I got saved over now, almost going to be 27 years ago in April, it'll be, you know, the Lord put in my heart that He was calling me to the ministry and that He wanted me to be a pastor. I knew that in the very beginning. God put that in my heart. And I knew God was going to raise me up to be a pastor and to be a senior pastor of a church. Amen. But you know what? That was my expectation from God. That was my hope. And that was my desire that the Lord gave me in the very beginning of my walk with Him. But you know what? It didn't happen overnight. How many know what I'm talking about? I had to press in towards that. Amen. I had to commit myself to the Lord and I had to submit myself to my pastor at that time. Amen. And let them know, you know what? I'm here, Pastor, to serve the Lord, but that means I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve the people here. Amen. And I did whatever I could do, whatever was needed. I was there. Praise God. And through that servanthood, you know what? God began to promote me in the church where we were for 24 years. Amen. And I became an associate pastor as time went on and was one of the leaders there. But I knew God had more for me and my wife. Amen. God had a higher position waiting for me. And you know what? I had to work for that. I had to continue to expect God to bring it forth. Amen. I had to believe God, even though at times it wasn't happening. All right? There's going to be things that happen in your life that you're looking God to do and expecting from God. And sometimes there's roadblocks there. Amen? Sometimes, you know, Satan's going to try to come in and put a detour in there. Amen? He's going to try to throw you off track. Amen? But you continue to press on. Amen? And you continue to say, Lord, this is my expectation. I know, God, you're going to do it in your time. And you know what? Eventually it happened and he sent us here. Amen? Now, I didn't know it was going to take all that many years to become a senior pastor, but that's the road that I had to take. Okay? And it was not an easy road. I could have given up many times, and I at times wanted to give up, but the Lord wouldn't let me get up. Amen? He was saying, no, it's going to come as long as you press on. Amen? And today, some of us might have an expectation from God and a hope from God that He's given you, and it's not happening yet. But I encourage you, don't give up. Amen? Look to God. Believe God, okay? Let the Lord strengthen you throughout that time, and you know what? It will not be cut off, the Scripture says. Amen. A Scripture that's very important for us today is Galatians 6:9. You can write this down. I'm going to read it to you. Galatians 6:9 says this, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Oh, Lord, you need to hear this, church. Now listen, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen? Oh, I got to read that again. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Amen? We got to continue to do good, right? We got to continue to be used of the Lord for good works. Amen? And he says, if you do this, he says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen? So I'm encouraging us today, due season. We just had Pastor Dave and Pastor Cindy come last weekend, and they talked about what? Seasons. Amen? He tells us here in the Scripture, in my due season or in my time, if you have not fainted, if you haven't given up, you know what? You're going to reap the harvest. Amen? You will reap it, but you must not faint. Okay? He encourages us here that we faint not. If we hold on and continue to work towards what God is telling us to, you know what? He says, in my time, in my season, your expectation, your hope shall come forth. Amen? See, that's how we have to be here today. We have to be a people that are aggressive like that, who will not give up hope, will continue to work towards what God is telling us to do here. Amen? My expectation, church, and my hope is that soon this place will be filled with people. Amen? And I pray that's yours too. And together, we will work together and not quit until we see that come forth. Amen? Now, it doesn't mean it will be easy. There'll be things we'll have to go through. All right? But as long as that is our expectation and our hope, because that's what God wants here, is that this place would bust out with people. Amen? That He would have revival in this community. Hallelujah. That He would pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. Amen? From heaven this year of 2007. Praise God. So your expectation, your hope shall come in time. Amen? If you faint not. You can't faint today, church. Amen. Don't get weary, the Bible tells us, in well-doing. Amen. We must be strong in what God has called us to do. We got work to do. Amen? We have work to do, church. All of us do, not just the pastor and some of the leaders. No, all of us have work to do. We have, as Paul had, an earnest expectation. Okay? We have a hope today, and we must work towards that hope. We must work towards that expectation. And God says, and He says in the Word to us, to be encouraged that that expectation will not be cut off. Praise God. The key is that we don't get weary. Amen. We walk by faith today, not by sight. Amen. We have to walk by faith. We have to walk by thus saith the Lord. Amen. We can't walk by what we see a lot of times, because what we see sometimes will discourage us if we let it. Amen. But if we walk by faith and what God says in His Word and what He's promised to do in our hearts, you know what? Our expectation, our hope shall not go amiss today. Amen. Praise God. So I say to you today, what are you expecting? Amen. What are you hoping for? Hallelujah. What are your desires today? Amen. I believe as a group here, we can come together on that. And we have individual expectations and individual things that we want to see happen for ourselves and for our families and so on. But as a group here, as the church of Oriel Christian Assembly, we must have the same expectations today. Amen. The same hope that God is going to move here bountifully in our midst. Amen. And that we're a part of that. Hallelujah. That God is going to use us to do the works of God in these last days. That the gifts of God are going to be in operation in our lives like never before. That God wants to see this place upside down for Him. Amen. I pray that's our expectation today. I pray that's our hope today. And that we'll work towards that today. We won't faint until we see it happen. We won't get weary in that. We'll be confident that the Lord will do it, but in His time, not our time. Amen? Praise God. Can I have you stand with me? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. So let's be encouraged today. Let's be excited for God and what He's called us to do. Amen. We have work to do. Praise God. We have work to do. Oh, Lord. Okay. Let's pray. Praise God. Father, we again thank You for today, Lord. Thank You for Your Word that, Lord, brought encouragement to our hearts, oh God. Father, I just pray, Lord, that our expectation and our hope, as Paul's was in You, Lord, and that, Father God, his life would bring honor and glory to Your name, Lord. I pray that that is our desire, every single one of us here today, and that, Father God, we expect great things to happen here at Oriel Christian Assembly. And Lord, we ask, God, that You would use us for the glory of God, Lord, in our church here and in this community, Lord. Father, the days that are approaching, Lord, that God, revival would hit this place, Lord. Father, we'd have to come early, Lord, to get a seat, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, You do the miraculous in our lives and in this community, Lord, and in this church, Father. And we just ask, Lord, for Your blessing on the remainder of our day. Let it be filled with Your joy and gladness, we ask, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. Greet one another before you go. Amen.